God of wonder, now that the dust has settled and I maybe have been able to take a breath, I thank you for the gift of routine, that I am preparing to do what I know how to do so well. You have equipped me to do it, to lead a community in praise and worship of you. Today is not about the one special night. It's not about our human expectations. It is about you and how you blow my expectations sideways and upside down. And so no matter how many people show up for worship or not, no matter if I end up preaching to a virtual congregation, your promise will be proclaimed and sung and prayed in 100 different ways. Your promises undo the things we muddle up. Your promises make me who I am, imperfect and wonderfully made by you. Help me love my people well today, whoever my people are, close family, chosen family, all of it. And help my colleagues across the church know that they are not alone, that your love is enough, that it matters so very much that they awoke today and made it to church. I pray especially for my CGP friends who are hurting, healing, and grieving in a time that lays bare all our hurts and woes. Help them see that they too have made it yet to another day by some kind of miracle. For Christy Mitchell, grieving the death of her husband, Bill. For Gretchen Piriscala, grieving her sister, Marlene. For Krista Strum, as she accompanies her dad in hospice. I pray also for Drew Yackel, Dale Degner, Ben Hilding, Nissa Peterson and her Grandpa Roger, Peg Morose, Becca Krogstad, Scott Richards. Thank you, God. Thank you for the community that surrounds me, for being able to find you alive and well in them and beyond. Thank you for your wondrous, thunderous, calming and peaceful love. What a gift it is for me to remember. Amen. Okay, dear friends, remember, God is with you. Don't lose heart. Don't be afraid.